Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, festival, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative, or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. More local events can also be found on Sudbury.com's events page. TNO presents Devantla Jukebox Jan. 30 Feb. 1 This year, 8 Sudbury authors have drawn inspiration from your favorite love songs to create TNO's annual community show. A mysterious jukebox comes to life, and one romantic memory follows another in an unusual evening that combines humor, tenderness, theater, music, and a few dance steps. Devantla Jukebox is the story of an evening or the story of a lifetime. It's passionate or broken. It's ardent or platonic. Filial or toxic. It's love, with a capital A or a small one. The show runs January 30th Feb. 1 at Place Des Arts. Purchase tickets online here. PA Day Theater Camps Jan. 31 Exploration and fun are the keywords for Yes Theater's PA Day Theater Camps for youth ages 8 to 12 years old. 4 full-day theater camps will run from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the following dates. Friday, January 31st, Friday, March 7th, Monday, March 31st, and Friday, June 6th. The program includes collaborative activities and games designed to build imagination, confidence, and creative expression. Students will enjoy learning drama fundamentals such as role-playing, tableaus, and stage blocking. Character work and storytelling activities building on the theme of relationships and respect will challenge students to think critically and creatively. For more information, including registration form, visit yestheater.com/march-break-pa-day-camps. To register, email completed forms to Education Director Ralph McIntosh at r.mcintosh@yestheater.com. An online payment link will be provided upon receipt of the forms. Pond Hockey Festival on the Rock Jan. 31 Feb. 1 The Pond Hockey Festival on the Rock returns January 31st and February 1st this year. This annual event brings together hockey enthusiasts from all over for a weekend of fun and competition on the ice. The festival will feature tournaments for multiple divisions, food and beverage vendors, and a variety of other entertainment options. Sadly, due to factors beyond organizers' control, the festival will not be able to return to Ramsey Lake this winter. That being said, the game must go on. The team at Northern Hockey Academy has stepped up in a big way and made ice time available for our event. Also, the festival will be using one of Sudbury's best outdoor rinks to keep true to that outdoor hockey experience going. Visit the festival's website for more information. Onapping Falls Winter Carnival Jan. 31 Feb. 2 Enjoy a weekend of family fun for all ages from Friday, January 31st to Sunday, February 2nd in Onapping Falls. We are the longest-running winter carnival in the region, said the Facebook event page. Adult carnival buttons are $5 each and include a raffle draw for cash prizes. Youth buttons, 17 and under, are only $3 each and include entry into prize basket draws. Carnival buttons go on sale January 15th at local businesses. The Foodshed Project presents Modified, A Food Lover's Journey into Gamoza Feb. 5 You can catch a screening of the documentary Modified, A Food Lover's Journey into GMOs on February 5th at the Indie Cinema, all to raise money for the Foodshed Project, a volunteer-run organization dedicated to the local food system in Greater Sudbury. As a special perk, attendees can enjoy 15% off their bill at Nowhere Public House, 130 Elm Street, on February 5th from 5 p.m. until close, with proof of ticket purchase. Doors open at 7 p.m. and tickets are $20, or $18 for seniors, students. You can find more information or purchase tickets by clicking here. NLFB presents Karaoke City Maniacs. Feb. 8. NLFB is turning up the volume with a fundraising event, unlike anything Sudbury has seen before. Karaoke City Maniacs, a live band karaoke experience, will take place on Saturday, February 8th at Knox Hall. This unique event invites attendees to step into the spotlight, backed by NLFB alumni and Sudbury's own Hot Dog, to perform their favorite hits on a true rock star stage. Whether you're a seasoned karaoke pro or just looking to let loose, this is your chance to shine in a high-energy, interactive musical experience. Proceeds from this event will directly support NLFB's mission to bring music, arts, and culture to the Sudbury community. The show runs in the upper hall at Knox Hall at 8 p.m. February 8. Song sign-up begins immediately, first come, first served. Tickets cost $10 in advance and $15 at the door. CD Sunday, February 9. CD Sunday, the popular seed buying and swapping event, will have an earlier date and new venue in 2025. The event will be held 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. February 9 at College Boreal. As always, gardeners are encouraged to bring their own saved seeds to swap with others. Seed swap participants are encouraged to label the seeds by variety, year saved, and, if possible, the original source. Donations of local seeds are welcome, with the seeds to be given out by donation at the event. Seed donations can be dropped off at Seasons Pharmacy and Culinaria, 815 Lorne Street, where volunteers will sort and package them. Workshop plans include basic and advanced seed saving with Peggy Bailey from Three Forks Farms and a talk on tending the six-month Northern Garden, with longtime local food gardener, Ron Lewis. Yes Theatre presents Groundhog Day, the musical, February 14 to March 9. Groundhog Day, the musical, brings the beloved 1993 film to life on stage with infectious energy and heart. Follow the journey of Phil Connors, a jaded weatherman trapped in a time loop, reliving Groundhog Day over and over. Purchase tickets online here. SSO presents Symphonic Chocolates, February 14. Place Day Arts, the Sudbury Symphony Orchestra and Sudbury Symphony Music Conservatory will host Symphonic Chocolates February 14, a fundraiser that takes your senses on a delicious journey. The event is centered around a unique Symphonic Chocolates concert featuring a piece of music specifically composed to be paired with four different chocolates. Sudbury-based artisanal chocolatier Delicate Delights has partnered with the SSO to provide a quartet of freshly handcrafted chocolates for each attendee to enjoy with the music. Delicate Delights chocolates are composed using organic ingredients and lactose-free cream, resulting in truffles that are good for the mind, body, and soul. The concert also includes works by Morricone, Elgar, Nino Rota, and other masters of the romantic mood. For tickets, visit sudburysymphony.com or phone 705-673-1280. Each $100 ticket includes a $50 charitable donation, eligible for a tax receipt. Art Gallery of Sudbury Exhibitions Ongoing. The Art Gallery of Sudbury's current exhibition is entitled Recent Donations to the Collections. This exhibition, a selected preview, offers a quick sneak peek at some wonderful recent donations from Robert Oktemichuk, Mary Gordon, Elizabeth Holmes, Don Kuyek, Ron Langan, Luke Robert and Lauren Vary, among others. It runs at the gallery's temporary site at 174 Elgin Street until March 1. The gallery also has two off-site exhibitions, Amanda Perry at the Laughing Buddha until April 14 and Laurie J. Cochran at Pinchman's until April 28. Learn more on the gallery's website. Pierogies and Cabbage Rolls Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.